Hi folks, welcome to class.
This Justin, episode 12.
I was clicking on it.
No, keep it. Keep it.
I think we just do this Justin.
Dude, I'm not deleting any of it.
And action.
This Justin, episode 12 of The Classroom, coming to you live from three different bedrooms spread across New York State. I'm sending it to our New York City correspondent, Michael, with what we are doing today. Michael, what you got for us?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Classroom. You know, if you haven't noticed yet, our schedule is just kind of in its own little world. The guys are available, we're available, but we're having fun with it. And if you didn't get it from the theme music or Woods intro, today's episode is about the news. Who doesn't love the news? Who doesn't watch the news? Who doesn't read the news on Twitter? I know I do. As always, we'll start with the definition of news. News is a noun. And it is newly received or noteworthy information, especially about recent or important events. Two other definitions that you're probably familiar with, a broadcast or a published report of news, and the informal definition, information not previously known to someone. Quote, this was hardly news to her, said Diane. I think it said Diane part.
Who is Diane?
I don't know. I just, Princess Diana, shout out RIP.
RIP, dude. What?
I don't know.
First things people, first. RIP, Princess D.
Die. Yeah.
For real. You're the only princess that I ever knew. If I was the prince, I'd be a better you.
Okay. Okay.
All right. We're back. Okay.
And we're back.
So the format of today's episode, we're just gonna be bouncing around, going through some news stories. I know AJ has quite a few. I got a few lighthearted ones, a couple bad ones. We'll get to it. Wood's going to bring us through a couple of big things, one thing in particular. We're going to start with AJ. So, Andy, what do you got for us?
All right. My first story is near and dear to my heart. Trump has decided to ban the flavored e-cigarettes. More importantly, basically all of Juul's market. Wood is mad as an occasional user, a drunken user. He's pretty upset.
Think about the gif of the liberal just screaming as Trump got inaugurated. That is me right now when that news came out.
What's a liberal? Elaborate.
I would care Mike? To discuss.
Let me get Wood out of this hole here.
Well, I know what a liberal is. I just don't want to go. I feel like, was that inappropriate for me to say that?
What?
No. I was going to say snowflake.
Yeah, you know, Trump went ahead and laid the big daddy hammer down on the vape scene. I myself was a former V user. We're not going to go into any more detail about what I was using, but you know, I'm off that now. It's tough to see it go, but I'm glad to watch it leave, as a great Lil Wayne once said.
Elsman, congrats. Thank you for your service. How long have you been clean?
8 years.
8 years off the vape.
Hey, Mike. Mike, what does the word stig mean to you?
Ah, yes, the old stigmata. AJ, what are your thoughts on Trump's vape ban?
Well, I think, all right, here's a conspiracy. I'm going Alex Jones on this.
Uh-oh, gotta do the voice.
What if, all right, this is it. I think Juul is an inside man for Big Tobacco. Okay, listen, the lizard people, they run Big Tobacco. Anyways, I think
and the water
is your actual.
No, I think that they were that Big Tobacco is like, what's the quickest way to get rid of vaping? Let's market it to like 16 and 15 year olds because they're the ones using it in high school. So I think that was just it started a chain reaction. And now that's how Big Tobacco is going to win again. Cigs are back, baby. 2020
so is your theory. The year of the Marlboro. Excluding the lizard people, maybe that's part of it, but realistically,
that was a joke.
Okay. Your theory is that Big Tobacco companies actually brought the vapes into existence just to pull them out so that they would come back to tobacco?
I think Juul. I think Juul was specifically made to kick vapes to the curb.
I mean, the creator and like starter used to be at Marlboro, so I could see it.
Oh,
Here's my problem.
See how that works out.
It's funny how this is what we're addressing right now. Six people have died. Yes. Which is sad and tragic. But we have legitimate crises over so much other stuff that is perfectly legal. For one thing, we'll get into pharmaceuticals. The opioid crisis is very well known around all areas. Funny that that's not something that's being touched on. Alcohol is a lot more street than a Juul. And they think about like Smirnoffs, like the peach cake Smirnoff. They're all marketing towards kids. Like those little like sweet ass flavors.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's just like, why this?
But think about how many people have died from smoking cigs, and they're keeping tabs on that.
Yeah, that too. Literally,
and like, that's they what don't care gonna, about that.
That's what people are going to do. Like the people who actually use Juuls and whatnot for the right reason, aka not my drunk ass, but like the people who were addicted to cigarettes at one point, they use them to fiend themselves off. Now what are they going to do?
Go relapse, back, dude.
Smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think he banned flavored vapes. I think people can still use vapes.
The tobacco.
I just think they're getting rid of the mango Juul pods, like been gone, but like Fruit Medley, and then for other vapes, like the fruity flavors in general, it'll probably be like tobacco and like menthol.
Ugh.
Yeah, but that's like
miss me at that.
That sucks, dude.
See, Wood, we're using Wood as an example here. He immediately reacted negatively to both.
Hey,
of
but you know what?
Well, I'm still gonna use
you
it.
You think a little kid wants to rip a tobacco Juul?
Hell yeah, absolutely it's dope not. As fuck.
Well, the ones that are doing it now, they still do. They're gonna make do with it.
But you know what I mean with the alcohol thing? Like all pretty much so much of those like little vodkas are marketed to like what could be towards youth. Like if I see like a Boston cream or like a sweet lime pie, like Svedka at like 16, I'm gonna be like, fuck yeah. 24, I still say fuck.
Well, do you know they're like raising the age to 21 too, to like buy the stuff.
That's like that in some places too. Like I think New York City is it like that? I know Boston for tobacco is 21.
It's 21 down here.
Yeah,
but I think New York's been like that for a while. Like New York City's been like that.
Yeah, I think New York is one of the first to do it. Oh, at least the city. So I mean, you know, Trump's gonna do his thing. It's probably for the best, for being real.
Wait, think about all like the
probably is
like I feel like a lot of I don't want to say the word rednecks, but a lot of the you know small town folk around here. I know I have a good feeling they're all Trump supporters. I don't mean to generalize, but a good amount of them were Trump supporters. You know, hang out at the vape shops, so they're probably pissed.
Yeah.
This was the turning point for them.
Tell you what, it's gonna.
This was the moment where they're like,
"Oh man, I'm gonna miss. I'm gonna miss kind of like just walking through like a store or a mall or something, just getting like a little whiff of a cinnamon tamale."
Oh,
or
such
like,
a the cinnamon is like such a distinct smell, dude.
Just that nostril, or like that's what
nostrils.
It really makes me think of high school in the foreign language wing bathroom. Always smell like tamales.
And this is why they're getting banned. But I feel like getting that stuff is so much easier than getting alcohol in terms of I don't know.
Probably. Because, yeah. I mean, you actually, like, in high school, you're around 18-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you live.
Yeah. And it probably is, because, like, who knows? Maybe in 15 years, it's going to be like, and everyone's literally dying that smoked a Juul. Like, just dying. So there's that. We don't know the long term effects. We're kind of the guinea pigs to it. We're the guinea pig generation.
That's fine. I'm with it. Got to die somehow.
Yeah.
What if we grow another arm? That'd be worth it.
Okay. So that is story number one on today's new show. Story number two. We're gonna dump it off to myself. So the way mine is gonna be formatted, as the guys know. I'm going to give you guys some bad news first. Then I'm going to come back to me. I'm going to give you some good news. And then I'm going to do that one more time over. So
I like how Mike gives, like, He gives a behind the scenes. He gives us. He gives a look behind the curtains.
He's a producer, kind of.
You know, I gotta give a little information before I dive in. And on that note, first we're gonna start with some bad news. Everyone say, "Aw,
yay,
aw,
thanks, bud."
So you're tired of the live.
So one of the rare sports that people don't really participate in around us is like speedboat racing. I would say like it's more of like a you know European thing. So this actually happened 11:52 a.m. Eastern time today. Three people died in a speedboat record attempt in Italy. Not good. The main dude was Fabio Buzzi, a 76-year-old Italian businessman and powerboat world champion. I'm going to go ahead and say that one more time because that's a powerful sentence. Fabio Buzzi, a 76-year-old Italian businessman and powerboat world champion. Wow.
Okay, well, then he definitely went out the way he wanted to.
I mean, yeah, it says here that the vessel itself, what he was, you know, speeding on was about 40 feet. It had a Fiat engine, a lot of power, a lot of horsepower. It was traveling at approximately 79 knots per hour, which is just short of its 80 knot per hour maximum. So, yeah, he was trying to break his 2016 record of 22 hours and 5 minutes. Apparently, they had succeeded in making the journey in 19 hours. Apparently, it's a dangerous sport, I can imagine, and the cause of the crash actually remains unclear. So, one time, pour one out. Wait, what? Pour one out for our guy Fabio real quick. We miss you and the two homies.
Wait, hold on. I don't know. I don't. This motherfucker was 76 years old, driving like a maniac on this Fiat engine filled 40-foot speed racer.
I mean, yeah, he's the man.
This guy went out
King's exactly. Do king things.
He went out exactly yeah. how he wanted to.
Sure probably at some point in this last year, sorry to interrupt, would he probably said it was, I mean, he was 75 a year ago, right? He's probably at that age where it's like, you know, I might die any day. It might as well be in my speedboat.
Sounds like a pretty brutal way to go out, honestly.
No, this guy.
He's pretty hard.
He's going to get a statue made out of like little boat pieces.
It's probably a painful ending. But have you ever seen any, like, YouTube videos of, like, speedboat crashes? It's insane.
They,
like,
fly yeah, dude.
Straight up into the air.
Could you imagine?
It's a hero's way out. That's all I'm saying. It's a hero's way out.
You were just saying it'd be such a brutal way to go out.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. Like,
it's kind of exactly. sick, right?
Kind of dope.
You just gotta think about it.
Yeah, he had some swag on his way. He probably had a jewel in his mouth doing it too.
Maybe that's what killed
According
him.
According to the spokesman, there was four people in the boat. Three of the four died, but the one guy survived with major injury said he survived because he was quote. Thrust out of the boat by impact.
I forgot other people were on the boat. I feel bad now.
Yeah, you got the names of the other people?
RIP folks. And
I do, actually. It was an Italian man, Luca. I'm not making this up. An Italian guy named Luca Nicolini. And Dutch pilot Eric Horn with two O's.
Okay, that's a pretty good name.
Eric Horn with two O's?
Yeah, it's pretty normal.
Dutch.
Do they well, like... regardless, pour two more out. We're going to get the sound effects again. Thank you. Pour one out for my boy Luca, my boy Eric, and, of course, our guardian angel now, Fabio Buzzi. Every time I speed now on the thruway, I'm going to think of Fabio. So that's my first bad news story. I'm going to dump it off to Wood, who I think is going to lead with some things that might resonate with a lot of our listeners. So. If that's what you're starting with, I'm not really sure. But we're going to find out.
Well, Mike, I got a treat for you. That's the only thing I got. So, yeah, that's what I'm starting with. This is going to be kind of in-depth, so buckle in, people.
Wait. Are you – okay, never mind. Just go.
Buckle in.
Should I just finish off the rest of mine and let him, like, just have his time?
Yeah. I might go off.
I want Wood to just have his soapbox.
Okay. All right. Are we keeping this part in? I guess we can't anymore because I just talked in like the third person.
Well, no, let's keep it in now. I kind of like
it. Are you there, folks? Are you listening?
It's like we're like
okay.
We're the news, baby.
Okay, if this real quick, listeners at home, if you're hearing this right now, this means we didn't cut it. But now you're gonna hear what we do when we do fuck up, which is plan how we're gonna start again. So
wait,
AJ,
let's see if future AJ decides to be lazy or decides to cut it. I don't think
I
it has
help,
to.
Right. I can't help but makes it now.
We just gotta
well,
see.
Okay,
this is kind of fun.
We're all talking hypotheticals, but now we have to pretend like what we do when we do. I want them to hear what happens, like when we do fuck up. Like, oh, okay, shit, let's start over.
Okay,
I'm gonna start with what we would have done. Exactly. Right. It's like a behind the scenes. Okay. Here we go. All right, AJ, I'm gonna pretend to dump it off to you now instead of dump it off the board. Like, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. All right, yeah, so that was my first bad news story of the day. I'm going to dump it back to AJ, and then we're going to come back to my good news. So, Andy, your second story.
All right, let's talk about Tamagotchi snitch many times, a.k.a. Tekashi 6ix9ine, literally snitching on every single person he knows in court. I think this happened in the past 2 days. Well, it's been happening. But, like, now, like, shit is starting to leak. Apparently, Trippy Red got brought up, and he's in a rival gang. And this motherfucker is just sitting, like, looking at people. Like, looking at dudes in the courtroom being like, this is so-and-so. He killed, like, 10 people. This is this other guy. He dealt, like, 10 pounds of cocaine just last week. Like, he's fucking pointing all the fingers. How is he going to survive if he gets out of jail?
They're in court?
Yeah. Or they're showing pictures, unless the guys are actually in the courtroom.
Dude, he's got to be getting paid out. Someone's got to be paying him out behind the scenes. They probably made a deal, rat all these guys out. We're going to get you out. It's Casey, idiot. And then they're going to give him a bunch of money, and he's going to be able to flee the states, go wherever he wants in the world, and live his rainbow life.
You know what happened? So the judge is about to swing down the hammer, send him away for life, and all of a sudden he goes, stupid! If you can go, let you get the chance. And then just started to snitch away.
When I did start talking about Tekashi, I saw you would, and you just lit up like a light bulb because I know you love this stupid video.
Dummy boy. Stupid.
All right.
But I think he's going to have to shave his head. He's going to have to get his tattoos covered up. He's literally going to be put into a witness protection program. And Tekashi 6ix9ine is going to be like, Leonard Jacobs from Milwaukee, never to rap again.
He's gonna like end up working at like FedEx.
What's up, Tom? There's a lot of times with like shitty people. I'm gonna be real for a second. Hey, can I be real?
Hey, be real, son.
All
right. I hate when shitty people that have done shitty things get away with it. Like especially like celebrities, just because of star power. I hate Tekashi 6ix9ine. The dude's an idiot. His music sucks. I do not fuck with him. He's a greaseball. He's a fucker. I don't like him. Pardon my French, but I do not like him. So I'm glad that he's getting his justice served. I'm glad that if he does get out, his ass is getting clipped by all these people that he ratted out. So either way, he's fucked in my book, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, not going to lie, though, Fifi slaps.
I'm not going to talk about any of his music.
Yeah,
I'll give him one song. I'll give him one song. The one with Kanye and Nicki. Is that that?
Oh, yeah. That one's good, too.
Is that Fifi or no?
No, that's not Fifi.
Okay.
Fifi's with Nicki.
Well, Nicki's in this one, too, but...
I don't know if Kanye's in that one. I don't think he is.
I don't want Trippy Red to go down and all this.
Trippy Red's another terrible dude, it seems like. He's disgusting. He's so gross.
Music.
I mean, he's gross, but he's
literally deformed.
He's just like a funny, chubby little kid.
Dude, he looks like a troll doll.
Looks like Satan.
Oh, damn.
What's the song? Is it Take a Walk or Let's Take a Walk? That song is just beautiful.
Yeah, I like that song.
It's really good. It's really great.
That does slap.
Wow, dude. Holy shit. Trippy Red or Trippy Rod? Mike, that was something.
Word.
Ayo.
A word.
All right, so
who actually thinks Tekashi 6ix9ine is going to be out of jail in the next 5 years?
What took us that long to try and go out and see his
I tried to avoid it as well as possible. I think he's done for life, honestly. There's so much shit on him.
Yeah, does it say like his actual sentence right now? I don't know what he's been sentenced to currently.
I think it's like 25 years.
Are we dead ass? It's that long?
I thought it was going to be life.
I honestly don't know. I just pulled that number out of my ass. I think it is 25. I think it might be life.
I think it might be life.
It might be life.
What exactly is he in for again?
Like racketeering, conspiracy to murder, like probably murder, honestly.
Wait, let's talk about racketeering. What exactly does that mean?
It's like being affiliated with the... So, like, being affiliated... I know what it means.
Yeah, our listeners might not.
I'm just explaining it.
Guy, by definition, sounds like tingling. Racketeering is defined as a noun, and it means dishonest and fraudulent business dealings. Go, Wood.
So, yeah, but, like, he was affiliated with this gang. Basically,
yeah. Is he
Treyway, right? Bloods? I don't know. Some gang.
It's like gang Trey shit. Nine. It's like Trey, something like that.
So, what's nine in Spanish?
Niño. I don't know.
Niano.
Wait. Uno, no. Uno. Todo, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve. Nueve.
I just said it was nueve twice.
I can't hear you. I don't speak broke.
So he's like affiliated with these gangs and all the stuff they did. So even if he wasn't necessarily there, like calling shots.
He's a punk bitch, and I hope he fucking spends the rest of his life.
He's a pretty terrible dude. I'm all right with this. What's happening?
And on that note, this aligns perfectly with the transition to my next good news story, or my first good news story.
Cool.
Fellas, do you know what today is?
Today is, or are you going to tell me today's a palindrome? Or it's not a palindrome anymore?
Is it? Those your guesses?
Well, it is a palindrome.
My guess is literally just the date. You can't be wrong.
It's a palindrome.
You may or may not have heard or seen, but today, Wednesday, September 18th, almost over, still got a chance, is National Cheeseburger Day. Happy National Cheeseburger Day, everyone. Finally here. By the time you hear this, unfortunately, it won't be National Cheeseburger Day, but maybe when this does drop, it'll be National
Cheeseburger Day. Wait, what makes this day National Cheeseburger Day?
It actually says, quote, we're not sure when this day was invented or why it falls on this day in particular. But, and it's a perfect segue, thank you, AJ, we do know these random facts about cheeseburgers, so let's dive in real quick. The cheeseburger was likely invented by, who do you think? A, a baby, B, a teenager, C, a single father, or D, your grandma?
Like, actually, your grandma?
Single father.
I'm going to say teenager.
It was correct!
I don't know why I said single father. I just didn't remember the second thing you
was
said.
Was it? American?
Okay. Real quick. Hold on. Legend has it this dude, Lionel Clark Sternberger. I'm sorry. Apparently that guy, Sternberger, invented the cheeseburger sometime in the mid-1920s, forever altering the course of human history. Mr. Sternberger, can we call you Burger for short? Was a teenage short order cook at a restaurant called The Right Spot in Pasadena, California. One day, Sternberger slapped some cheese on top of a patty. America was never the same.
Wait, so all he did? Hold on.
Yes, dude.
Oh, it is.
Think
what
about
year
it.
Was this?
The mid-1920s, but no one had said, let me put some cheese on that, John.
Yeah, I guess someone had to be the first one.
Someone definitely did it before him, but... He's right, the first one to
sure. Oh yeah, ruin National Cheeseburger Day for everyone. God damn it. What would Sternberger say if he was here?
He'd be disgusted with me. He'd probably spit in my face.
He'd be like, Woodland, what did you invent?
Wait.
Sternberger.
I have invented some shit.
I get a few more fun facts, and this one's gonna be I'm gonna have you guys guess again. So Americans do have a favorite cheese on their burger overall. What do you guys think it is?
American.
AJ?
Okay, probably like American or cheddar. So I'm just going to go with American.
Well, I have to pick one. Well, congratulations. You're both right. According to the 2019 Burger Consumer Trend Report, 70% of Americans prefer the processed stuff over cheddar cheese because we are all insane.
Wait, there's a burger a committee?
The Burger Consumer Trend Report.
Also, Americans, it's on every fast food burger is American cheese.
None is it? No, I think McDonald's has cheddar, but you can definitely ask for white American.
Oh, really? I've always done American. I didn't know you could do that. I prefer
white American's fire.
Well, actually, my favorite is Pepper Jack.
Yeah, I'm with
white. Pepper so good, dude.
My favorite is
mozzarella, too. Fire me up. Okay.
Good. Last fan of provolone.
Provolone's good, too. You can attempt to eat the world's largest burger in what state? Is it A, Michigan, B, Maryland, C, Arizona, or D, North Dakota?
North Dakota.
Michigan.
Portland's correct again. God,
oh, I killed it.
Wood, how much are you researching cheeseburgers? You
cheeseburger.
In his bag.
I'm Randy Bone Bandy.
So, again, the largest burger is in Michigan at this spot called Mally Sports Grill and Bar. The owner, Stephen Mally, spent 4 years trying to figure out how to execute a 1,794-pound cheeseburger. The burger earned the Guinness World Record and is on the menu, but it will cost you $10,000 to try it.
$10,000?
Yes.
I better be able to pick the cow that I kill.
Absolutely absurd.
The last part of this before we move on back to AJ's stories. Where can you get a deal on a cheeseburger right now? It's National Cheeseburger Day. If you're listening to this, not anymore, but you might be in the mood for a burger after this whole talk. Wood and AJ, you guys could go get a burger at the following places. Applebee's, classic bacon cheeseburger, $6.99. Jack in the Box, you can get a free burger by making any purchase of the Jack in the Box app. Not a big deal. Wendy's. Also, exclusive coupons on the Wendy's app today, but no free burgers. Sorry. Burger King isn't just celebrating today, but this deal lasts through Sunday. You can get a cheeseburger for 59 cents with the mobile order on the app. So there
okay,
you go.
No free ads, Mike.
I'm just saying, you can celebrate National Burger Day at the Burger Day at Burger King until Sunday. I don't condone that because Burger King kind of sucks, but yeah.
I kind of like Burger King.
No.
It's not that great, man.
It's definitely the woke.
I think they have the best fries.
No. Wendy's.
Nah, Wendy's are two McDonald's. Hit or miss.
Not even close.
No, McDonald's.
No, not McDonald's.
McDonald's get gross too fast.
McDonald's is second to Wendy's.
You guys are nuts.
I'm just.
Is it crazy? Guy. Like, who figures out these days? Like, every day there's like six things. It's like brother or sibling day, dog day.
They're all lies and propaganda spread by social media, trying to distract us.
Yeah, probably. People use it for Instagram.
I'm just on my Alex Jones shit today, I guess.
Ain't a bad thing.
All right, are we ready for the next story?
Yeah, go off.
All right, so the U.S. Navy confirmed that the videos that were released recently, you know, of the pilots, like, being like, what is that thing? Oh, we should try to chase it. And they're like, oh, yes, where'd it go? It disappeared. You know that one? I guess they confirmed that the videos released were real and they should have never been released. So it was. And you know who released the videos? Apparently it was Tom DeLonge of Blink-182 and the company he co-founded.
Really?
Really.
That's pretty wild.
It's insane.
He's very heavy into the old alien life, dude.
No, he's fucking nuts. But yeah, I guess UFOs confirmed real, aliens maybe, or just time travelers.
Or that's just some like insane ship that some other country has right now.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but I didn't want to get too dark. And Alex Jonesy. But I guess saying that they're time travelers is pretty Alex Jonesy in itself.
Yeah.
Alex Jonesy. That's a nice name.
Jonesy.
Mike, you got another one?
Oh, yes. You may have been asking yourself, Mike, are you going to get us more bad news? The answer is yes. Who?
God bless you. What? Oh, no.
I stopped myself with this.
He was my allergies up. Are working out.
Who doesn't love Amish people? I love Amish people. They're very hardworking individuals. They make everything with their own two hands. They ride horse and buggy. And that's where this story comes in. I've got some bad news about a couple Amish fellas in North Bloomfield, Ohio. The headline of the story is two Amish men escape police after being pulled over for drinking and driving their horse and buggy. You hate to see it. Picture this. Nope, hold on.
Okay.
Let me get the picture for you. Picture this. Two Amish men drinking alcoholic beverages while operating a horse and buggy.
Jebediah and Ishmael.
Carrying a 12-pack of Mick Ultra and outfitted with a giant stereo system. These two guys are a problem. These guys are a menace to society.
Sounds for like the sake of Amish.
Exactly. I know it does. For the sake of the people that are on the road, it's probably best they got pulled over. But hey, you know, the guys, I guess, tried to bail. The cop, Eric Hermsdorfer, came across them on patrol the early morning of September 15th. Excuse me. When he attempted to stop and question them about drinking and driving, they leapt out of the buggy and disappeared into the woods by the side of the road. So these guys, you know, the lay of the land. And they knew they beefed up because I don't know. And, you know, I don't know if we have any Amish listeners. I doubt it, but
yeah, I don't know. Actually, I don't think they could listen to us.
It's like having
deaf listeners.
I don't really
know if you're allowed to, booze being Amish.
Well, wait, listen. So when the Amish basically decide.
Oh, yeah.
When the Amish decide if they're going to, like, be baptized into the community or be, like,
absolute
kicked the hell out. They just go off. It's called
absolute banger. Have you ever seen the show Breaking Amish?
Yeah, I have.
That's a wild show.
It's a wild show.
Yo, but real quick, I was by where Mark's from, which for those of you at home don't know, that's my sister's fiance. Shout out Mark one time.
How would they know how I'm talking?
Dude, I'm just relax, right? Anyways, jeez. we were out there. They got like a beach house in Cayuga. I think I got my lake right there. It's not Cayuga. Actually, I think it was Cayuga. Okay.
Yeah, there's Amish all around up there.
Yeah. So apparently there's like this giant Seneca Falls. That's where it was. There's like this giant Amish market there that Mark was saying we had to go to. I was like, all right, like I'll go. Like probably like a farmer's market type vibe. Like a bunch of like wooden toys and like wooden vegetables, like nothing actually
wooden vegetables.
Wood. Everything they use
and like
made out of
and
wood.
Like wooden wood.
Yes, exactly. A wooden
metal
wood statue.
Wood.
Pretty big on the side of town.
We pull up. This is like the first ever Walmart Supercenter, but the Amish version. Just a massive building, and you walk in, and it's just a warehouse. Just an Amish army is sitting inside waiting for you, and then just casual people are grocery shopping there. You want some all-natural espresso, chocolate-covered espresso beans? Yes, right there down aisle two. Oh, do you want some all-natural peanut butter straight from our peanuts? There you go. It's right there.
You
There's
said
free
peanut,
sample.
Right?
Yeah, what do you think I said?
Straight from our peanuts.
Peanut butter peanuts.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Anyways, the place is
No, they know what they're doing. No, they really know what they're doing.
But the reason, though, I think they might listen to our show is they have Apple Pay, bro.
That's probably just to get
super surprising.
Stop right there. The only point I'm making is that they know it enough that they have it in their stores. They know that everyone. My thing is, like, I feel like a lot of these type of people aren't like in tune with what's occurring in the world, so like I would think that it would be a cash only transaction, you know, like straight like barter system going, hearing about this place before going there. But when I went there, it's a metropolis, dude.
Well,
like,
they could just be Meta Knights, Mike.
Okay,
Meta Knights are like Amish people who use technology. But I'm saying like the Amish people though, if they are Amish, they probably just realize they have a spy. They have like a spy who actually goes out into the world and figures shit out. And then they're like, all right, so we got to use this thing called Apple Pay. And I guess we have to get a phone.
Dude, and they're all dressed in like their Amish attire. Like I felt so out of place, but it was a pretty warming environment at the same time.
Are we coming off sensitive to the Amish?
Yeah, they're all right. They've had worse.
Wait, so back to the story though. Like, are they supposed to follow law, or like, can they not follow laws?
Yeah, I was about to say, how did this, like, a lot of times they kind of leave them alone.
Yeah.
We'll answer that right now. The two men could be charged with failure to comply with the deputy's commands. Dragovich also said drinking and driving laws still apply to the buggy, even if it's pulled by a horse and not licensed.
No, it's not even that. I mean, it's because they don't conform to our society or whatever to begin with. So I feel like they just kind of have a...
Hold on. Remember that they ran away. The guy that goes on to say, maybe there's just that fear of the consequences, and that would be a reality check for them that there are consequences. That's what the cops said. So
I don't like these that.
Guys think they just run the world. Well, they don't. No. Bloomfield, Ohio.
But let's just assume it was Rumspringa, which is a cool name for a...
I want to go to a party.
It's like a specific party. I think they just go out and just do whatever.
I want to join.
How long would you guys...
Woodland takes on Rumspringa.
Maybe I'll be our inside reporter. I'll like sneak in. But
how long would you guys go to live in an Amish community? Straight like up.
7 minutes.
How much money am I getting paid per day to do it?
Dude, you're not getting paid to do it, bro.
I'm not going to volunteer Amish.
That sounds awesome.
Pretend you're like on a game show, like how to be an Amish guy. And like you had to see, like there's like four dudes and whoever stays the longest and like doesn't like, you know, have a panic attack because they can't go on Twitter. They're like the last one left wins.
Okay, but is there a monetary prize?
Okay, whoever can live amongst the Amish for... I don't know. People would just sit it out if you could do it. It's just like, you know, it's a pride thing. It's a surprise prize. You don't know what you're going to get. Could be $10,000. Could be...
If I end up getting a Walmart gift card, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. You get, like, that peanut butter, that, like, all-natural peanut butter.
Yeah, that's what you get. Just a jar of that and some fucking pickled eggs. That's bullshit.
Why, Mike? How long do you think you would last in the Amish?
I could live in an Amish community for at least 8 years.
I knew that was coming. With your AirPods in.
I would thrive amongst the Amish.
No.
You'd be like, excuse me, where's your Starbucks? I need to get my espresso.
Hey, do you guys have cold brew?
It's got nitro.
I love cold brew so goddamn much. I couldn't go without that.
I can't I even don't front. Want any. I drink it
I honestly, so much. I honestly might be able to be plugged into the Amish community and kind of be fine.
Would you couldn't
you'd just watch be a, sports? You'd just be a body.
I would just be a body. I'd be partying the whole time. I'd be like,
you would be a drunken vegetable that just helps them like build buildings.
I'd move. I'd be a mover.
If you don't have any access to sports or like Twitter or like any source of sports, you're just gonna die.
You get the shakes, dude.
I probably would fall.
Yeah, he'd be a vegetable in the corner.
Gamble. Dude,
I think he would actually just go like in like something would break. Like he would snap.
No, like, I was gonna say he would definitely start playing like dice with the guys. Like he needs to gamble on something.
No, he's on a full on rampage. Like he's just completely just pissed. He just snaps.
I honestly might be the person that would like break Amish society. Like I join, like I become one. They're like, yeah, this guy's like corrupting everyone. Everyone's like gambling and like.
You guys drinking. Heard of Play Sports 365?
Yeah. I bring an Xbox. You guys want to like rip a little Madden?
All right.
Moving on. It is time for your segment, your time to speak on what really matters in this world.
I'm excited about this.
Just so you know, I have one more good news story. I want Wood to go, and then we'll end with the good news story, and then we'll go to recess.
Will we cut this? Let's find out.
No, we don't cut this. No. Go off then, Wood.
I got something I'm very passionate about to speak about. Okay. Little do you know, big Bachelor guy over here. And we just had the season finale of Bachelor in Paradise. Now, to kick things off, I know AJ's watched a little bit.
I've dabbled.
Having a girl, that might happen. Michael, I'm going to ask you, what do you think The Bachelor in Paradise is? Or do you know?
All right. So, Bachelor in Paradise, it's a dude one, right?
No. There are dudes.
No, the dudes are the ones. The girls are coming to try to get the dude.
That's just The Bachelor.
So, all right, wait. Let me see if I got this right. Bachelor in Paradise is a bunch of random people from different seasons. So you have some of the girls that were on The Bachelor and then some of the guys that were on The Bachelorette. And it's just kind of a mishmash of people, some of which who have history. It's a whole lot.
So it's not like The Bachelor in a sense, there's just one. And like this guy's like going on individual dates with a bunch of girls. It's like almost an even number of people brought together on this island. It's a big fiasco. And I love it. Love every second.
But they all know each other already?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them do. Which this season you figured that out, too, because a lot of them have, like, hooked up prior. It's big controversy.
Well, do you think there are people on that show who are, like, just in, like, do you think they're playing characters of 100%. Themselves?
I think
really?
They all are,
You think they're act? Okay. That makes it kind of better in a way.
Yeah. The stuff that just happens there, just, like, it wouldn't just happen. It wouldn't just go that way. And, like, the way that people act. And, like, this year, the big thing is they kept bringing up Stagecoach. I just feel like Stagecoach just paid them a ton of money to be like, all right, bring up Stagecoach as much as possible so, like, people will go to Stagecoach. Because I don't even know what the hell Stagecoach is. I guess it's, like, some, like...
I was going to say, you said Stagecoach a lot of times. I had no idea what it is.
Country. It's, like, some country concert in California that they all went to and were all hooking up at. Sounds kind of fun. But, anyways, so we had the season finale yesterday, and three couples got engaged. Mike,
holy shit!
One of the couples that did not get engaged is going to be a name that you know. Clay Harbor was on this season.
Wow!
Yeah,
who's old that?
Eagles Clay tight end.
Harbor? Oh wow! Yep. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Wow, he's a bachelor.
Yeah, and he still is now. He's still single. He broke off the engagement with I can't remember the girl's name. But they broke off the engagement with her. They were one of the stronger couples. The strongest couple, Dylan and Hannah, got engaged. You know, you guys want to hear a little controversy with this one.
Yes, of course.
Controversy. So we had, in the beginning of the season, Hannah was, she's in between Dylan and this other guy, Blake, who Blake's the one that, like, hooked up with a bunch of people at Stagecoach. So he was kind of like the bad guy of the season, in a sense. And she eventually picked Dylan over Blake, and they made it happily ever after. We also had our first engagement of a girl couple. I don't know how I was gonna say.
Oh,
yes, Demi and Christian,
he's a girl. Lady Christian
got engaged. They are together. And then the last one was Chris and Katie got engaged.
You know, it's just nice to see some LGBTQ representation on the mainstream media.
Yeah,
2019.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. So I'm opening up the board for some questions. I'm your expert. Both of you guys don't watch that much. What are you
okay?
Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Are you going to go ahead? All right. No, you should go ahead. Okay. So, how many times do, like, couples switch? Like, is it, like, musical chairs?
AJ, that is a very good question.
Thanks.
So, one of the couples that we had in the show we'll use as the example for this. They do switch off. In the beginning, JPJ, who is a favorite on the show.
John Paul Jones,
that's right.
Stupid name.
That guy's the most ridiculous person ever.
He is the best person ever. He was dating Tayshia in the beginning, and then Tayshia ended up dating Derek, and then ended up dating John Paul Jones again after Derek, and now they're still, they didn't get engaged, but they're dating. currently outside of the
wait,
show.
Wait, Wood, didn't that guy puke one time?
Oh, he's puked a couple times. He's got a weak stomach.
This guy's a pussy.
Got a weak stomach. But yeah, you see a lot of the switching around, and that's when it gets interesting, because then you get some, like, arguments and some fights and just some all-out ridiculous stuff that is obviously scripted.
Mike, I think we should try watching it in its entirety. So we'll start from, like, this season. Like,
all right, hold up, beginning, hold up.
And then run it back.
Hold up. There's some things I need to get off my chest.
Okay.
What is the point?
The point?
this type specifically, I understand the Bachelorette's like 10 dudes, 10 chicks going after one dude or one chick. Like, that I understand, dude. Thanks.
Literally just for the drama, just because they need it bad.
Yeah, just
like,
for the...
why do they bring everyone back together? Like, what is the draw to it? Like,
you know why, Mike? Because people like me are watching it. Because
it makes money. And because, like, people want the closure on, because they got attached to these certain people from certain seasons.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like JPJ.
It's pretty smart on their part.
Okay, my next question is, Wood, could you see yourself on The Bachelor?
You know what? Actually, I was waiting to announce this. Next year is Bachelor season 23, and I'm actually in the cast. I have been casted for the season.
We should seriously try to push, like, to get Wood on The Bachelor.
I'm 100% in. I think I'm old enough now. I think you have to be 24.
I want to get Wood on The Bachelor. Wait, so Wood would go on The Bachelorette?
I think that'd give him better odds to be on the show.
Yeah. I'd have to star in The Bachelorette. I'd have to make a scene on The Bachelorette, because then I can be in Bachelor in Paradise. So on and so forth.
Or you could end up being The Bachelor if you come close to being the...
Yeah, could you imagine?
Dude, I would totally. That's the best case scenario for the dudes that do it, like, or the girls too, I guess. Because
that's what I would want too. I'd want to be the runner up.
I would want to be the runner up in The Bachelorette, and then be the Bachelor the next season. Like, everyone knows who you are, and then you're just, you know, run the show.
So let's get started.
I'm actually really gonna try to push Wood on Bachelorette.
Find applications.
When is The Bachelor on TV?
It starts again in like February, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, we got time.
Oh no, actually, no way, because I was still dating my ex-girlfriend at the time. We were watching that together, so it was like in the fall.
Wait. Bachelor in Paradise is done.
Yeah. Yesterday was the last episode, so I guess Bachelor is gonna be starting the new one like October or something probably.
So I missed the boat.
You can watch it on Hulu.
You can watch it on Hulu.
Well, it's not the same.
That's why I do it.
Why you still love?
I don't watch it live.
You just told me everything that happened.
Yeah, but you're going to forget by the time you get to it.
I'm not going to forget. I'm dumb.
All right.
You would definitely forget. 100%. But the best one's coming, so.
All right, maybe. Okay. All right. I understand.
Don't give it on The Bachelor. Start the hashtag.
Okay, give it on Bachelor. All right, last thing before we go to recess. I hope you guys have enjoyed the current events/news episode. We're going to end on a great, 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 great note for animal lovers everywhere. Can you guys guess what is now the first and only no-kill state for shelter animals in the U.S.?
Repeat that one more time.
All right, so animal shelters everywhere have cats, dogs, whatever, for X amount of time if they don't get adopted.
Yeah. Big Ted, know that.
Right. So one of the states in the U.S., is now the first and only no-kill state for shelter animals in the U.S. Can you guess what state? I didn't hear either.
I guess Washington.
I was going to say Oregon.
Not very close, but Delaware is now the first and only no-kill state for shelter animals in the U.S. People forget about Delaware.
I would think that people from Delaware eat dogs and cats.
That's weird.
That's a shot at you people from Delaware. Listeners,
I forget
Delaware
is a state sometimes.
Me too. All right. Yeah, let's not make it about Delaware.
We got beef with Delaware now. Let's go.
The nonprofit Best Friends Animal Society is like definitely a big part of this movement, and they're trying to make the entire United States no-kill shelter country by 2025. We'd love to hear that. Guys, would you ever consider adopting a dog or a cat?
I have adopted a cat.
I 100% would.
But yes, I would again.
On a different note, like, what's your ideal, like, cat? Like,
one of those cats that costs, like, $5,000 and they're, like, actual, basically, mountain lions. What are they called? Savannah cats? Savannah cats.
They're, No.
I'll pull it up. You're thinking of a lynx. I'm talking about a Savannah cat.
No, I'm not talking about a lynx, dude. What's your preferred, cat?
I like my chunk. I like my big fat cat. So I'd probably give me a thick boy.
Mike, this is what I'm talking about. You can't see this. Look up a Savannah cat.
It is trying to show me. He doesn't realize he can just put it in front of his laptop camera for some reason.
There it is.
Okay, you can own those? You can't own those, dude.
Yes, also, you can. You can.
No, dude, there's a different cat. It sounds like Sphinx, but that's not it. But it looks similar to that.
Has a leash on it or a collar.
Ew.
Sorry for our listeners, but I'm showing pictures of Savannah cats.
Yeah, they look kind of gross.
You're bugging. It looks
like a beast. Wait, I think I found it, and it's not the one you're talking about. Give me 1 second, folks. Come on. Serval, that's what it is, dude. Servals are really cute. They're from Africa, I think. They're absolutely beautiful. They're like little mini like leopards.
They kind of look just like the that cat. Yeah, just like Savannah.
They're not
cat.
Like massive.
Yeah, I think it's huge.
Can be 20 to 40 pounds, pretty light. Mainly eat throwers.
It's cute AF.
Yeah, it's very cute. Okay, so yeah, shout out Delaware one time. Taking the right steps. Hopefully the entire U.S. is there at some point soon.
That is pretty cool. I would like to see everyone following those footsteps.
Also, my ideal cat, for the record, is definitely one that's, like, fat and just, like, sleeps.
Hey. Never have owned a dog in my life, so very excited for the first dog I own at some point.
What's your preferred dog breed?
I kind of want to get two. I want to get a corgi. I want to have a corgi, and I want, like, a bigger one, like a golden retriever or something.
Listen, like, I can't be stealing my corgi, like...
Look. Ready? I already have our corgi. Taylor have our first dog planned out. We got it planned out. It's going to be a golden retriever, and it's going to be named Poncho.
I think Poncho's a good name.
Poncho. Our corgi could be just fucking boys.
Our corgis could be boys. What do you want to name your dog?
My corgi? Oh, you're putting me on the spot. Cornbread.
Awesome. Love that.
I'm definitely going to go like a human name. I haven't really thought about it yet. I might do like Bruce.
That's nice. It's a good dog name.
A funny corgi name.
Or if I get a bulldog, I'm definitely naming it Bruce. And I'm not talking one of those fancy, you know, cute little French bulldogs. I want like an American bulldog.
Dude. That would be so perfect for you, Mike.
I heard some radio station talking about they're like, you can name a pug anything and it sounds good. It like sounds like a fitting name. So like think of a name for a pug. Just any name. Just
Greg.
Like, Greg. That works for a pug.
Terrell.
Works for a pug.
Brendan.
I don't think that works. Yeah, that's the one that works for a pug.
Sasha?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work for a pug.
And that'll do it for our animal talk. Okay, folks. That was our news episode. I think we did pretty well. We're not done yet. We got a little recess action for you. Nothing too crazy. But AJ, why don't you go ahead and sound that bell? And boom! Recess time. Been a little while. It's also been a little while since we've had a little head-to-head matchup between Mr. Woodland and myself, led by our grateful co-host, AJ Bradbury. So, AJ, what game are we going to be playing? It's going to be short and sweet. We'll close out the news episode with this. Lay it down for me.
We are playing a new game that I invented called Who Am I? Shout out Les Mis one time.
Yeah, I was about to say, who am I?
Who am I?
Jean Valjean. All
right. So, once again, it is Mike against Woodland. We always love that. And are you ready to start with the first Who Am I?
Wait, real quick.
Let's go.
Are me and Wood doing ding and then answer?
It's basically first one to do it. I'll be keeping it.
Yeah, I doubt we'll get like that. Just yell it out.
Yeah. You get three guesses. All right. Come on.
Three guesses. All right.
I'm ready to go.
All right. I am 47 years old. I am from Hayward, California. I am an actor.
Jim Carrey.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. A producer and a professional wrestler.
The Rock.
Mike got it.
Shit. Let's go. Oh.
All right, Mike. Mike's got one. Good on you, Mike. Good on you. Now to the next one. Who am I?
Jean Valjean.
I was born July 6, 1946.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. My political party is Republican.
Ooh.
George W. Bush.
Wow. Mike was quick on that, and I just did really vague things. All right, Mike is up 2-0. Will Wood make a comeback?
Watch that expression. Hey, that's the unsportsmanly conduct.
All right, here we go. I thought it was going to be longer, but I'm on the cusp.
I'm going to have to cut some of this, but it's fine. All right, on to the third one. Mike is up 2-0. Can you see the deal right here? Who am I? I was born April 29th, 1983. I am a former American football quarterback. I played 12 seasons in the NFL. I played college at Vanderbilt.
Jay Collar.
Drew Brees.
Was got it.
Oh.
Just like that.
Drew Brees went to Purdue. What?
If Ben Bruns is listening, shout out.
All right. It is now 2-1. Mike Wood is chasing him. Number four. Who am I? I was born February 20th, 1963. I am an American retired professional basketball player. My nickname was the Round Mound of Rebound.
Shaq.
I am one of the NBA's most dominant power forwards. I was.
Who's Charles
Barkley?
I'm sorry, Wood.
Can we just call
him the guy first?
Mike got it. All right, this next one's worth two. If Wood can hit this,
he ties it up. Okay, Wood, here we go.
Nervous.
All right, hold on. All right, the last one worth two. Let's see if Mike can, you know, just widen the victory or if Wood can tie it up.
Is it like the hockey, the threes for hockey?
Yeah, it is.
I was born July 12th, 1937.
My God.
I am an American stand-up comedian. Actor. Musician, apparently. Author.
Yeah.
1937. I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Is it Chevy Chase?
I went to Temple University. My wife's name is Camille.
Oh, it's... Oh, my God. It's the Quaaludes guy. Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Oh, that's...
Quaaludes guy.
We don't talk about him anymore.
You know my wife, Camille...
All right, so we have a tie. Wood has come back and tied it.
We have a tie. All right, this will be the tiebreaker right now. We got it looked up. We're locked, loaded, ready. Are you guys ready? This is back to being worth one.
Big moment.
All right. I was born... Oh, wait.
God, Cosby's old, dude.
Who am I? I was born September 12th, 1967. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm on television and film.
Who's Adam Sandler?
I've been active since 1984.
Who's Dave Chappelle?
I have two children. I have gotten Me Too'd.
Louis C.K.
And what is the winner? Just like that.
I mean, I want parents play.
Oh, there it is.
He hit the two-pointer.
Oh, Mike, well, yeah, you're not flicking me off now, are you, little bitch boy?
I've never flicked you off, bro. Keep it classy. Damn.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for our little Who Am I segment. I'm sure we'll return to that one.
We should give AJ one.
Okay,
let's each give him one.
Actually, I'm just gonna do you two against what I got real quick.
Okay.
Let me think of one here. Okay. He was born. Are you ready?
You have to say who am I, and you have to say I was born.
Okay. Who am I? I was born April 3rd, 1961 in Brooklyn, New York. I am an American actor and comedian. I was on
Seinfeld.
No. I was on SNL from 1980 to 1984. I am on Comedy Central's 100 Greatest Stand-Ups of All Time. I'm number 10. I have 10 children. I've been in both animated movies and like real
Eddie Murphy
movies. Yes.
Eddie Murphy has 10 kids.
I didn't know he had 10 kids. That's wild.
Get the hell out of here.
This would have been an automatic bucket if I said it, but I was going to say my brother was on the Chappelle Show.
Oh, that would have sealed it.
Charlie Murphy. Damn. How old was Charlie Murphy? RIP. Okay, Wood. You got one?
You want me to give one? Yeah. I can get one for you really quick.
Who am I?
Just think of any human being.
That's fine. I'm looking up someone right now. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Go off then.
Sorry, I'm still loading up the article. I was born February 10th, 1997. I'm a professional athlete.
Zion Williamson.
No. I played my sport at UCLA.
On the ball.
No. I'm from California.
This guy's younger than us.
I play football.
I really don't know who this man's is.
I'm a quarterback. My name... I play in the AFC.
Oh, wait. Hold up.
You said 1997?
1997.
Mm-hmm. But he's a quarterback at UCLA and he plays in the AFC?
He was in UCLA.
Oh, is it Josh Rosen?
Yes.
Oh.
The Rosen one, baby. That was the first thing that came to my mind.
Older than Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
That's nuts. What an awful realization. We are older than him. That's life, I guess. All right, well, on that tough note, that is the end of our show. We hope you guys enjoyed. We hope we caught you up on some really random but also helpful news, some of which you may have heard, some of which you may have seen, all of which you may have missed. That was the 12th episode of The Classroom. Shout out 7th Round Media. Shout out Word Powers for getting that gig at Action Network one time. We love our
Shout out Powers.
Snaps for Powers.
And thank you, John. Just kidding.
Oh, geez. We hope you guys are enjoying football so far. We know we are. And we'll be back when we're back. So
I'm not.
Woods a Dolphins fan. So
I'm sitting pretty.
Yeah, it is 2-0. And my team's 1-1. So we had a good little share. Guys, any closing notes?
Stay safe.
Just love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Good point. I agree. Shouts out.
Thanks for listening. The Classroom is presented by 7th Round Media and productions by AJ Bradbury.